tomorrow morning. So after Klal Yisrael again complain after the mitzvah of Korach, and they see Aaron HaKohen grabbing the Malach HaMavis, showing the greatest motion Aaron, but still the people were complaining. And there was yet another test that, and the people were complaining, well, you could have found some other way to prove that Korach was wrong without the Machtos, without the Ketores. And anyway, they took a tree, and they cut the tree into 12 parts for one free Chevet. And you write the name on the Shvatim, so it says Daber Adonai Moshe Lemor Daber Bnei Yisrael Bekach Meita Mate Mate Leves Ob Meis Kol Nesiyem Leves Avosam Shnei Mesor Matos Yisra Shmo V'Tichtov Al Mateu V'Shem Aron Tichtov Mate Levi Ki Mate Echad L'Rosh Beis Avosam V'Nachem V'Omoy L'Pnei Edus Hashem V'Oy L'Cha Shama V'Oy Shashir Ev Charbo Mateu Yifrach V'Sikos M'Yolai Estronos Bnei Yisrael Shem Alim Aleichem. So in other words, they did this. They each tribe got a staff, and we see what happened, that Moshe Rabbeinu put all the staffs in Ohel Moed, and it says V'machros V'yomoel Moshe Ohel Moed V'nei Porach Mate Aaron V'yitzei Levi V'yitzei Perach V'yotzei Tzitz V'igmol Shkedim V'yotzei Moshe's Kol Matzul V'nei Anoel Ab Kol B'nei Yisrael V'yichu Ish Mateo. So finally, the people believed, because Aaron's staff overnight blossomed. It had almond fruit as well as blossoms, which is not the normal case of things. Nor ordinarily you see, for example, the apple blossoms, and then they fall off, and then the apple. But here you saw, miraculously, you had the fruit with the flower on it as well. And all the people saw this, and then Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to put the staff in next to the Aaron. So Moshe did that, and for generations it said remained blossoming. So I'd like to suggest, what's the reason for this? That many times in life we are not successful. For example, Aaron, up until this point, he was not successful. And, he was forced to make a golden calf, all sorts of problems. And he went through all sorts of adversity. But in the end, he saw Paris. In the end, he saw his staff flowered and he saw fruits. And that's the same thing with each and every one of us. That not always do we think that the time is that we should be successful and that others should acknowledge it. That doesn't happen the way we plan it. But it happens the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu plans it. And so the idea that Aaron's staff had fruit and flowers, why did the flowers remain and not just the fruit? Because it's teaching us another lesson. That not only is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the one to decide we'll be successful, knows when we'll be successful, but how we'll be successful. That it's a miracle anyway. That you should just have the fruit. Why the fruit and the flowers? To teach us that we really look back at things. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always the one behind the scenes anyway, making us successful. And the fact that it had to be put in next to the Aaron Oedos to teach us that's the lesson perennially. That's the eternal lesson. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us be successful when we're supposed to be successful, and that when we're doing what a Kodesh Baruch Hu asks us to do, that success will be eternal. May all of our actions and works be successful, and we'll be zochet to the ultimate goal. Amen.